Welcome to the Carve a Monster Hunter podcast, where you can bone up on hunting monsters, episode 28. I'm your host, Micah.
And I'm your co-host, SBJ.
That's pretty good. We didn't actually plan that either.
No. I did my best with what I had.
No, you were good. You're good. If I was more you, I would be like, it's Micah.
And it's Micah.
Very, very,
and
very
it's
little.
It's me, Micah.
We got a lot to cover in a short amount of time. It's not that we don't like longer episodes. It's that we have a million things to do, and we're literally getting on a plane in 24 hours.
I'm so tired.
It's like 3 a.m. on Tuesday when we're recording this, because we're going to be at PAX South. We've talked about this for the last couple weeks. I'll just say one last thing. We're going to be at PAX South. We're speaking about Monster Hunter on Sunday. I'm not going to get into the details of that, because if you're going to PAX South, it's extremely easy to figure out where we'll be and when we'll be speaking. If you're not going to PAX South, you probably don't care.
Or just tweet at us if you're going to PAX South.
Yeah, and totally tweet at us. We will record that episode. That episode will take place for... we'll probably put that episode up on the feed. I don't know if it'll replace that week's episode or not. Completely unsure.
It'll depend on whether or not we have PAX Plague probably after.
I hope I do not get sick. I'm going to wash my hands so much.
I'll bring sanitizer.
Good, good. So we're just going to dive right into things. We're going to cover a lot of content really quickly. So not really like an apology, but just like, I know you guys might be like, why isn't this a long episode? It's just that we have so much to do before we have to do more Monster Hunter stuff when we get to PAX.
Oh, yeah.
So we are going to run down the new trailer. We talked about last week that there was going to be one more burst of Monster Hunter news, and then we will be done.
Yeah.
With probably announcements until then. I don't see why they would announce anything else at this point.
I can't imagine that they will.
They said it was the last trailer. Let's start off with the press release here. I haven't read one of these in a while.
Get your press release voice ready.
During a live stream in Japan today, Capcom has announced new details and a trailer for the upcoming launch of Monster Hunter World, coming to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on January 26, 2018. This new trailer has introduced several of the several new and returning favorite Elder Dragons. The Steel Dragon Kusha Ala Doria.
Oh my gosh.
Is that how you say it?
No. Nope.
Okay, all right. Is a beast. Is a beast with a body covered in metal plates, and it has the power to keep hunters at bay by generating windstorms around it. The Flame King Dragon Teostra.
Very close.
All right, close. You can correct me at the end.
Okay.
Is a brutal fiend that spits blazing fire at any hunter who faces this fierce and deadly monster in danger of being engulfed in a hellish inferno. Another monster introduced in the trailer is Dodge Ogama, a rock-eating wyvern that possesses a unique saliva that causes rocks to become explosive, a hazardous mix it will spit at its foes to warn off attackers. Also confirmed today is the final beta being planned for PlayStation 4 users, which will begin in North America on January 18th and will go through January 22nd. In addition to the previous released Great Jaggerus, Anjanath, and Baroth quest, players will now be able to hunt against the game's terrifying and challenging flagship monster, Nirogigante. Finally, Capcom has confirmed that there are plans for a post-launch support of Monster Hunter World, with regular content updates as well as major title updates for free. The first major update will come in spring of 2008, which will include the addition of a fan favorite monster, Devil Joe. Players will be able to put... Here, my mistake. Devil Ho Jiho. There we go. I said it wrong for y'all.
Oh my gosh.
How could I? Players will be able to put their hunting skills to the test against this brute. The Devil Joe must feed consistently, and it will devour anything in its way, even feeding on the largest monsters with its massive jowls. Jowls? The word?
Jowls?
Jowls.
Jowls.
This wild beast really is only for the bravest hunters to take on. Monster Hunter World launches February 26th. For PlayStation 4, Xbox, all right, we know all that. All right, so we got, what, three new monsters? I'm assuming they're all Elder Dragons because they were all in the Elder Dragon paragraph. And then we got one returning monster. What did I say last week? We were going to get three new monsters and two old monsters. I was slightly off.
Say it again? Three old monsters and two new monsters?
I thought I said last week we would get three new monsters, two old monsters. And it looks like we got three.
My memory is not good enough to prepare for that.
I said we were going to get a lava map. While they didn't announce it, they definitely showed some lava areas.
We got three elder dragons. Yeah. We got Dodogama.
Kushala exists already.
Kushala's old.
Oh, it's old. Okay.
Teostra.
Teostra, which is the lion. That's new, right?
That's old.
Oh. What games?
Let me look.
Dajogama?
That is new.
Okay.
And Devil Joe is new as well.
No, it's not.
gotta give people something to be upset about when they listen.
I thought the lion was new.
It's super old. Let me check.
Oh, if it's super, super old, that's probably why. If it's 3U, I'm going to be embarrassed.
Teostra is a elder dragon introduced in Monster Hunter 2.
Okay, so
yeah.
A game I never played.
And it was in Gen.
Was it?
I believe so, yeah. I believe it was in Gen. It was also, I believe, in Stories.
Oh, well, yeah, because...
How could you not remember the incredible Teostra scene from Monster Hunter Stories that you played from start to finish and were glued to the entire time? Kushala is also Monster Hunter 2.
Okay, cool.
Devil Joe is first appears in Monster Hunter World, and Dodogama...
Devil Joe's, well, I don't remember when Devil Joe debuted, but I remember fighting Devil Joe for my first time in Monster Hunter 3U on the Wii U. And Dajogama is new, the rock eating wyvern, I think you said.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about the trailer.
Devil Joe is Monster Hunter 3.
Okay.
Big old pickle boy.
Big old pickle boy. So it opens with a crystal area here, which I think is new. But you can see a little bit of lava in the background, which probably plays into the next scene, which is a lava area.
Hey, didn't you call that last week?
I did.
I'm pretty sure you called last week that we would see a lava area.
Well, we know that areas connect because we know that the Coral Highlands is above the underworld, the poison underworld.
Yeah, the boneyard.
The old boneyard.
Rotten Vale, that's
Rotten
it.
Vale,
got
yes.
Got there eventually.
We got there together. So I would bet that there's going to be an ice/fire world together off of what they've hinted here.
Like one leads into the other and like one is fire, one is ice. Is that what you're saying? Okay, I can see that.
Because like look at that, like exactly 2 seconds in, that's fire back there.
Yeah. Maybe it's that it's not actually ice, it's this magical lava that has hardened into crystalline structures.
So we get a scene of the lion, which is Teostra.
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 That's how I pronounce it.
Okay.
There's always it. I'll say that that's right, but it's just how I pronounce it.
Okay.
Yes.
We get a scene of a bunch of wind, which is coming from Kushala.
Kushala.
Do you have it? Did you? You played two, didn't you?
I didn't play two. I played
Frontier.
Freedom Unite.
Those are cool, I guess. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah. People are amped about it. Let me tell you, especially because it's two elder dragons fighting each other. Let me tell you, the best way to get people off of the topic of whether or not G-Rank is going to be in the game is to show them two elder dragons fighting each other because everyone lost their minds.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody cared anymore.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah.
There's no G-Rank.
No.
They would have said it.
Yes. I also think at this point that I'm starting to be more and more convinced that they're not actually going to introduce G-Rank, and they're just going to introduce things that make the game feel more like G-Rank, if I had to guess.
I bet they will introduce G-Rank as like a fall thing.
Maybe. I feel like it might be difficult because they're getting so many new people to like translate what G-Rank is, because it's already kind of like a little bit of a cluttered thing when you talk about levels and ranks and like low rank, high rank,
yeah.
G-Rank. Like, it's
well,
just
I mean,
easier
only
to
three.
Be like,
it's
this
only
is
three.
A thing, and it's just this is just harder.
I think I've learned a lot because I've been playing so much G-Rank in World Yeah. Or sorry, no, Imworld. Yeah, yeah, I've been playing early. It's been great.
Spoiler alert. Busted. Exposed. G-Rank exposed. Is in it, and we have early access.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think the reason why G-Rank is important, it's not because it's hard. Because I actually, I honestly don't, me personally, just speaking for myself, people may disagree or agree with me. I don't think it's harder. I just think it's almost like remixed or revamped.
Okay.
Versions of already high rank stuff. Obviously, it's harder, whether that's like you need to upgrade your gear, you need to carve these monsters for G rank stuff. It is the same grind, though. It is the same, like, all right, I'm going to kill this a couple times. I'm going to get a full G-Rank armor set. I'm going to use that armor set to kill this. I'm going to get this G-Rank armor set. I'm going to move up. It's the same grind.
Yeah.
But all the monsters have G-Rank moves, which varies it to the point where I'm using the word quote-unquote remix. If you're going to want to keep players playing this fall, that's a long time for anyone to be playing a game.
Right.
Games that normally do that are games like The Division, games like Destiny, games like MMOs, like World of Warcraft, Final Fantasy, they have players returning. Players don't really return to like Mario Odyssey to redo stuff unless they're specifically speedrunning, but it's not like Mario Odyssey is getting a bunch of new monsters added, new levels, new moons.
New monsters.
New moons are the same thing for Pokemon games. It's not like they're getting new areas to go to, whereas Monster Hunter is built on replaying stuff. And yeah. So to say like, hey, I think it's not only do I think it's probably, I don't want to use the word easy, game development is not easy, but I think it is an easy transition for players to be like, here's a big update, maybe we're gonna charge $20, it's gonna give you G rank, gonna give you a couple exclusive monsters because G rank usually has like, oh, you can only fight this in G rank.
Yeah.
And all the monsters that you've been sick of fighting, like Devil Joe, hey, guess what? You're going to fight Devil Joe again, but it has a new pattern because it's a G-Rank version, so it has one or two new moves to throw you off.
And there's Deviants, and which is basically just taking old monsters and making them more interesting and making them more, I don't know, just like different monsters, but they're still generally the same, but they're similar. Just different. I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've deviated from their original form. I guess what I should say is I don't think that they're doing away with G rank entirely. I think that they maybe are rebranding what G rank is or how they present it.
Oh, and so
I don't think they're gonna call it G rank, and I don't know it'll be.
I can be on your boat of the like, hey, we're gonna tweak G rank so it's not just hard, but I think that the word or the term G rank is way too important to get rid of.
But for new players, what does that mean to them?
They're just the next level after high rank.
Yeah, but what does G rank mean?
Like just a giant number that can go up to 999. But I broke past 14 in generations. Yeah. I'm now Hunter rank 66.
Oh, I feel you.
It feels good.
But I guess it's like, what is it? What does that mean to anybody who hasn't played it before? And like, what is that? You know, how do you incentivize that more without having to explain that this was a thing that existed like to new people who maybe aren't as interested in it because it sounds to them like, oh, you're just adding some things and not like you're just making things a little bit harder and reselling me the same thing.
I will say though that just because we see this a lot with games, just because games have always done something doesn't mean they will always continue doing something.
Right.
The past does not, the future is not, what's the saying? It's like the future is not dependent on the past.
Indicative of the past.
Yeah.
I made that up.
No.
Because I don't know what that's saying.
It's something like that.
But you're right. Like that's what I feel about it.
Right.
Mostly because so many new people are now interested in this franchise that weren't prior to the announcement and the trailers of this game. And we like Monster Hunter fans are still the core audience, but that core audience is also expanding to include all of these people who are new to it and all these people that don't know everything about it.
And I
can see it being more, I don't know, new person friendly or
mm-hmm.
And with that comes having to change how you word things, or how you, even how you make new things, or how you present new things, or market it, or whatever. And while it may still generally be the same to us, to the new people who don't know about it, now it's new and makes more sense to them.
I think the only thing I want to say is to the point where people may believe G Rank is coming, or G Rank, or they might hold out till G Rank, or it's not a Monster Hunter game till G Rank. Again, just because stuff has existed in the past doesn't mean it's going to exist now. I remember when Generations came out, I saw a lot of chatter of, hey, I'm just going to skip Generations and wait till they do the version that adds G Rank.
Hey, remember when that didn't happen?
I mean, it did happen for one country.
That's what I mean.
But it didn't happen for us. And,
right.
And like that is such a good example of we as Americans have always gotten just the G-Rank version.
Yeah.
We've always gotten Japan's like bettered version. And Generations was the first time it broke that cycle of, oh, we're getting the game without G-Rank. And everyone fell into this comfort, not everyone. Some people fell into the comfort zone of, oh, well, we'll just wait for G-Rank.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like, if you're a Monster Hunter fan, don't wait for G-Rank. Get this game so it helps bring future games to...
Yeah.
If you're... Yes. Why would you skip over... I get it.
Well, people have to be choosy with their money.
With their money.
But it's also gambling whether or not you think saving your money or preventing it is going to be worth it to you versus worth it to the franchise as a whole. In the end, which in this case, for World, it's paying off. But for Double Cross, we didn't get it because it probably because they looked at the numbers and said nobody bought Generations. Why would we send like
why would we do this again?
Right.
That horse doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
It's just a good example of like the only reason I brought it up is because one, it was Monster Hunter, because I could bring up Pokemon, for example, where, you know, X and Y never got a third version. Every other Pokemon game in history has gotten a third version.
Yeah.
And that game didn't. And that is, and Pokemon, some Pokemon fans are the same way. They fall into that complacency of like, oh, well, we've always gotten it, so we'll always get it.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that, like, that's just not always the case with anything in life.
I agree. And I think that this is a perfect example of where that's changing too. Like, they've done the same thing for so many years. They release a Monster Hunter, they change some things, they add some things, they are very different over the years, but they're also still very, very the same. This is one of the biggest strays from their normal formula, and it's clearly paying off, and I think that maybe that's something to buy into, because if you're waiting for it, don't wait for it. Like, if you are waiting, thinking that you're going to get it when it has G-Rank and there's another version of it, I don't think that's going to happen this time. I think this is the game that you're going to get, and you're going to get, you know, like we said, DLC or whatever that you add on to this game to play it. Because I don't think they realize
that's also how
anymore.
Also how games work now.
Yeah, it doesn't fly in general. And the same thing with Pokemon. Like, I think developers are learning... Nobody's going to buy it, so we're not going to put it in that country, but that doesn't do anything but make people lose interest. So if we change the formula and instead just make a better version that doesn't have like a third version that releases later or a second version that releases later, then it'll have more coverage and maybe we'll sell more and people are more interested in it generally.
Mm-hmm.
Just buythegame.com is my...
I'm sure somebody owns that domain.
Probably.
Buythegame.com. We'll go through the first 30 seconds of this trailer. Besides the new stuff they showed, we get a shot at Rathalos. We get a shot at Diablos, Baroth fighting. We get a shot of Legiana, which I forgot was a monster.
Yeah, there. I guess I've like forgotten a lot of the previous announcements because so much is happening.
We get a shot at Blood Dog.
Yep.
Odago.
Odago, yeah. I couldn't remember what we nicknamed it.
Is this frog crocodile thing new?
Let me see. Let me get a glimpse at it.
It's only like, okay, so for this is great audio podcast talking here. Between 50 seconds and 52 seconds, there is definitely a new monster.
Is that not what you call it? O-dog? The new O-dog.
What? This is a blue monster.
Yeah, the other new O-dog. What is it called?
The one that is based off of Uragan?
No.
Oh, the electric?
Dodogama. That's it.
This is not Domogama.
Dodogama? It's gotta be.
Let me see a picture.
Yeah, there it is. Rock Thief Wyvern, Dodogama.
Oh, that's the new one.
Yeah, the new one.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So it is a new one. Yeah, you're right. But it's Dodogama.
I didn't put the name to the species.
The rock, I guess, Rock Thief Wyvern. Is it stealing rocks?
I mean, no.
Maybe eventually.
Not in that trailer, at least. We see the blue, silver thing. I can't remember all these names off the top of my head.
Isn't Kulu Yaku a Rock Thief Wyvern?
Yeah.
So do you think that's a variation on Kulu Yaku?
That thing looks like a... I don't know, though. It looks really
huge.
Big.
Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
And also, it's an Elder Dragon, right?
It doesn't say.
It's in the Elder Dragon list. Yeah, it's in the Elder Dragon list.
It does not say Elder Dragon. It just says Fanged Wyvern.
I just assumed it was an Elder Dragon because it's in the Elder Dragon paragraph. But it could... Yeah,
yeah. I think it was just like announcing new monsters at that point.
When we talked about the Rotten Veil trailer, there was the scene at the end of the trailer of what it looks to be another Elder Dragon.
Yeah.
And then we finally get to see it in this trailer.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like dead skin,
like
slash
meaty,
hanging. Decaying is a super good word to use. So we see that monster, but it doesn't have a name.
I don't think so. Not that we have yet.
Not at least in the press release. So really the first minute and 30 of the trailer, if you haven't seen, I would assume that if you're listening to a podcast about Monster Hunter, you've definitely watched the trailer. The first minute and 30 seconds of the trailer goes through pretty much every monster announced, plus Rotten Veil, what I'm assuming is an Elder Dragon.
I'm assuming so too. Yeah, it doesn't have a name yet. It looks like it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrifying. It's a meat dragon. It's a rotten meat dragon.
So now that we saw a minute 30, this is where I want your opinion. We saw a minute 30 of new monsters, old monsters. There's a lot of monsters.
Yeah.
How many more do you think there are?
Do we have a like final count at this point? Not including like non-target monsters?
I'm talking about big ones. I don't care about the little ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not including those. Do we have a count of like... Do you want to list them or can I list them or no?
Yeah, let's go through them.
All right. Anjanath, Barath, Devil Joe, Diablos, Dodogama, Great Gyros, Great Jagras, Gyarados, Kulu Yaku, Kushala, Lavasioth, Legiana, Odogaron, made me laugh thing. Odogaron, Paolumu, Puke Puke, Radoban, Rathalos, Rathian, Teostra, Tobokadachi, Uragan, the unnamed monster, the new unnamed one.
Okay.
Nergigante and yep. Zoramagdaros and Tsitsi Yaku.
So we are at 26.
26 monsters. I feel like that's...
I mean, that's a lot.
A good roster.
Yeah, it's good.
Especially if they're already talking about adding new monsters in DLC after the fact.
But like, do you show your whole hand at this point?
It's hard to say because
I don't think there's ever been
to talk about Pokemon again, but this is like we thought that we were getting a lot of surprises out of the last generation of Pokemon, and they had similar to this, which is why I'm making the comparison. We got a ton of trailers and news prior to its release, and there weren't that many surprises when it actually
but
came out.
But there was still some. There was like Delmize, and there was like
but we're also talking about for Pokemon, it was like what 100 whatever, like...
I don't think there was 100, but Alola
it's
Pokemon?
It's a lot, yeah. Maybe. Maybe there will be... I would say at most, maybe like 4 or 5 monsters that we haven't seen.
And I would be happy with that.
Yeah.
I would... I don't want to use the... I don't want to say disappointed.
Yeah.
But I would be bummed if there wasn't one or two, or... I would love more monsters that... I was like, oh, cool, this is totally new.
I mean, I would too. Absolutely. But I guess we'll see. I don't know. We could be wrong, too. I could be wrong, and maybe this is only, like, a quarter of the roster. And I doubt it, but they just seem to be really adamant about showing almost, you know, almost everything.
Yeah. They go through, like, some of the characters because they're pushing the story stuff here.
Yeah.
Which, at this point, I don't care about the story. But also, I thought that of other games.
Like, yeah.
Destiny, I hated the story until I, like, kind of played it for, like, 30 hours, and then I did care about it.
Right.
I just feel, again, I have like this feeling like I'm supposed to know these characters, and I don't. I don't know if they're references to old characters or like subtly like related, or it's like.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've cared enough about story ever to like get invested in characters and stuff aside from my own.
Yeah, they just go through this whole cast of characters.
They do mention one character, which is important, I think, and a lot of people do recognize when the big muscly dude shouts, "Where's my Dragonator?" Because that's really the only character from that list that I care about, which is just the Dragonator.
Oh, yes, the most important of all the characters, the Dragonator. And so the last bit of the trailer, so it goes like, here's the list of monsters, here's the list of your cast. Here's a list of your weapons. It's a really good trailer.
Yeah, it's a great, like, this is why I don't think we're getting news after this, because they took everything they've given us news on so far and put it into this super long trailer. It's like this is like the graduation of Monster Hunter World. This is like the graduation event.
And then finally the trailer ends with the Devil Joe announcement, which people are very excited for, of course.
Yeah.
Devil Joe can eat its own tail.
And I can't wait for it to just be doing something and have it burst through a wall and be like, okay, time to leave.
Time to go.
Time to go back to camp and prepare for this.
It's funny because when I woke up to this press release, I read everything and I was like, okay, cool. This is exactly what I thought this like last trailer would be. A couple new monsters, couple old monsters. And then, you know, we'll be good. Wasn't expecting a third demo. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I normally stream Monster Hunter on Thursday nights, but I think I'm going to delay my normal... Well, there's no Monster Hunter stream this Thursday, because PAX.
We're not there.
but I think I'm going to delay my Thursday stream the week after to, like, just Friday, so I can do a full, like, Thursday night. Probably not the best for people to download a demo for a third time, and, like... So, just yeah. I'm just going to move it probably to Friday night, so I can have... I don't think there's much more for me in the demos. I've played them.
Yeah.
But I would like to just see how Nirigante moves with my own eyes.
Yeah. That's really the only thing that I want to do at this point. I want to get in and try that hunt. I've hunted everything else that I can so far.
I just think playing the other parts is just making me more anxious of like not getting carves and like doing this over. And I don't want to like wear myself out. I just want the game at this point.
I think I've heard other people say that too. Like I'm getting kind of burnt out on it, on the demo. Not like a vast majority, just a couple people, whose channels I've been into, like streams I've been into or whatever. And they say, "Oh, are you excited for Monster Hunter?" And I'll be like, "Yeah." And they'll be like, "Oh, I'm really excited for it, but I'm kind of burnt out on the like demo because there's not really much left to do at this point."
Yeah, I think it's smart that they're doing a demo.
Yeah,
because it's people that are still on the fence of being like, I don't know if I should get this game or not. And it's like, well, you have another chance to try it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you like it.
And for those that keep playing it, there's a new Monster Hunt. And I think if you down Nirigante, didn't they announce there's something that you get?
Is there?
In game? Yeah. From what I understand, there's like another, like how for the first demo, if you beat everything, you got like face painting.
You didn't have to beat anything. You just had to play it.
Oh, you just had to play it.
Yeah.
I thought you had to defeat all the monsters or whatever.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Possible to preload the new beta client from January 18th, 6 p.m. Pacific, and January 19th at 2 a.m. Georgia Mountain Time. I don't know why they picked two different time zones to portray those time frames.
Good.
It's around 5.5 gigabytes. And Capcom also confirmed that all those who complete quests in the beta will be rewarded with items that can be used in full release. So maybe it's the same ones?
It might be the same.
I guess we'll find out.
From my understanding, you would get, like, face paint to match match something.
Well, there was the, like, camo face paint from the... That was the first, like, beta reward that they announced.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so... I don't know if there's... It doesn't say anything specific about killing Nirigigante, right? So I didn't actually see or hear anything about that. I just know, like, if you played the demo and you beat at least one mission, you would get something in the final build.
Face paint, complete any of the three quests, beginner, intermediate, and expert accommodation pack, including life powder, max potion, shock traps, and more. Complete any of the three quests for the first time.
Any
of the three quests for the first time, and then you get it.
Got it.
And I guess the face paint is complete any of the three quests.
Okay.
So I guess those are just the rewards.
Okay, cool.
But I'm excited to get in and at least hunt Nirigigante. And I got really intimate with the longsword for the last beta.
Yep.
And I really like it. But I didn't get to play it a ton because it was right at the holidays.
Mm-hmm. And so you want to dabble in it a little bit more?
Yes, absolutely.
Dabble it up?
It was like I had some problems with my capture card the night that it started, so I didn't get a ton of time to play with it before I had to figure out computer problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then I figured it out while I was fixing the computer problems and then ignored them because I was so focused on the longsword and having such a good time with it. And then by the time I fixed it, I was like, well, it's the holidays. I don't have time to do any of this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't have time to play the beta at all.
And here we are. One more time.
And what, 2 weeks? Three weeks?
10 days.
10 days?
Yeah. Well, when this goes up.
Oh, for the beta.
Yeah,
I'm saying for the actual release.
The actual game, we're at math.
20 days?
17 days? 17 days.
Oh my gosh. We're so close.
As of this recording, at least.
So close.
Yeah. Well.
Feels surreal.
I think we wrap up here.
Okay.
Otherwise, this episode gets too long. No monster of the week. The monster of the week is the monster inside of you.
It was the monster inside of us all along.
It was calling from inside the house.
It was the monsters we found along the way.
If you haven't checked out the Monster Hunter World, I'm going to call it final trailer. Please do. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
It's really great. We will be back next week. We will have a report from PAX South. I'm pretty sure Capcom is there with Monster Hunter World.
I hope so.
I'm pretty sure they are. I should probably just look at the schedule.
That'd be good.
At this point. But that's all right. Let's wrap up. Let's look at the schedule. You can follow Micah on Twitter at MicahTheBrave. You can follow me on Twitter at DraggingALake. And if you want to follow the podcast on Twitter, you can do so at CarvePodcast. Otherwise, hunters, keep on hunting those monsters.
And keep on carving those monsters. I gotta say, it's weird.
The Carve is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. Logo and artwork for The Carve was created by Micah, the co-host of this show. The music by Nicholas Burgess. If you enjoy The Carve, consider leaving a review in Apple Podcasts or tell a fellow hunter about us. If you'd like to support The Carve, you can do so at patreon.com/carvepodcast. For as little as $1 a month, you'll gain access to our Discord to bone up with other hunters who listen to the show. Big shout-outs to The Carve's Life Powder supporters, Austin B, Kay, Gavin M, Carly, and Brandon. Thank you all for listening.